Now, presumably the satellite, of course, the longer it is, the more effective the stabilization technique becomes.
Correct.
But there must be a limit, surely, to how big you can build a satellite and still get it up there.
Correct. That's right. Now, that's a very interesting point. Actually, that is a very topical point, because, as you know, President Reagan, when he was occupying the office, committed United States to building a space station before the end of this century. Now, the space station, in its original configuration, was larger than the size of a soccer field, 150 meters long. Obviously, such structure cannot be carried up by the space shuttle in its entirety. It has to be integrated in the form of smaller modules through extravehicular activity of an astronaut. And this is the procedure that, of course, will be used in constructing the proposed space station.
So, ultimately, the station will be gravity gradient stabilized?
No. The space station, as it is proposed now, will be integrated through 30 flights of the space shuttle. So we have a configuration which is constantly changing as the sub-assemblies are put together. Canadian participation through mobile servicing system, which is essentially a remote manipulator system, will participate in integrating this space station. You might call it a crane in space. So the configuration is constantly changing. At some stage, it can be gravity gradient. In certain stages, it is not desirable to have gravity gradient configuration from other considerations. The complete space station, according to the present plan, won't be in gravity gradient orientation, primarily because of the orientation of the solar panel to point in the direction of the sun to get a required amount of power. So it is in the design of any space-based structure, there is always a compromise between a variety of competing factors. However, another proposed experiment, which is referred to as a tethered satellite system, which would be in a gravity gradient configuration.
And what's the idea here?
The tethered satellite is a very interesting concept which has really excited the whole community of scientists and engineers to undertake a variety of visionary concepts. The idea goes back to a Russian physicist by the name of Konstantin Tsiolkovsky, who in 1859 said, "The Earth is a cradle of mankind, but one does not live in the cradle forever." Now, by this, he was actually trying to encourage his colleagues to focus their attention on a variety of exciting problems encountered in space. He was a visionary man. He dreamed of constructing a tower, a very tall tower extending to the height of geostationary altitude and beyond to escape Earth's gravitational pull. He also came across an idea that a tether, that's a piece of string, if it is placed in orbit, it will be under tension. It will stretch itself and it will be in tension. And this has really excited the scientists and the engineers, as I mentioned earlier, to utilize this concept in undertaking a variety of diverse missions. Let me give you an example. The sophisticated scientific experiments, which for a long time we were able to take care of using sounding rockets, now can be carried out using this tethered system. Interestingly, I don't quite really know exactly how long we have been using sounding rockets, but let us say for last 40, 50 years, for example, all the data that we have obtained using sounding rockets, which is usually in the range of around 90-100 kilometers altitude, all this information and a lot more, as a function of altitude, different latitude and longitude, will be obtained by a space shuttle based tethered system in less than 6 days.
It's amazing.
That's right. People have proposed to make use of the tethered system to get rid of nuclear waste by putting in into the escape trajectory by swinging the tether.
Or so you use it as a slingshot.
As a slingshot, exactly.
To sling it way away from the Earth, where it would never come back.
That's right. It is in the escape trajectory, just goes away into the outer space. Another interesting concept, as you know, metallurgists particularly are quite excited by growing very large and controlled purity crystals, silicon, germanium, gallium arsenide, and other crystals of a very large size, which we cannot produce on Earth. Now, for that, you need a microgravity facility, a controlled microgravity environment. Of course, on the space shuttle, you must have seen the astronauts floating around, and at one point only, and that is where the center of mass of the system is, where the centrifugal force and the gravitational force are completely balanced. But everywhere else, there is a small amount of gravity, and that's why we refer to it as a microgravity. For the crystal growth, you want the fluctuations in microgravity controlled very precisely. And so we are proposing, why not have a microgravity laboratory suspended by a tether from the shuttle? And you can provide it with the whatever environment that you want, which is best suited for growth of crystals.
A bit like a lift.
That's right. Like an elevator. It's a space elevator, as Arthur C. Clarke called it once upon a time.
And you'd have this tether or rope.
That's right.
Extending upwards or downwards, it wouldn't make any difference.
It wouldn't make any difference.
From the space station, and the further away from the space station it gets, the more the apparent gravity it has.
Yes.
So by reeling it up and down, you vary gravity from zero to...
whatever desired value you want. Exactly.
Right. Whereas at the moment, the most we can get is either zero or 1G. Yes. Or more if we put it under centrifuge.
That's right.
We can get 0.1, 0.2, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Now, another interesting experiment, and this is the experiment that has been approved by NASA. It's a joint experiment between NASA and the Italian Space Agency, which is called the electrodynamic tether. This will be carried out next year if everything goes well according to the plan and everything stays on schedule. This involves deployment of a 20 kilometer long tether, in this case upwards. At the end of it, there will be a plasma collector. You might visualize it as a sphere of 1.6 meter diameter. So it collects the ions or the plasma. The tether itself is conducting, so there will be a flow of current depending upon the voltage gradient, which in this case will be 5 kilovolts. The magnitude of current will be 4 amps, so you are generating 20 kilowatts of power.
20 kilowatts, of course, is roughly equivalent to what 20 houses would use ordinarily, 20 homes.
That is true.
10 to 20 homes.
I think in the space context you can get a good feel as to what this power amounts to. A typical communication satellite, present and next generation, would have a power of anywhere from around 1 to 3 kilowatts. the whole space station, proposed space station, will have a power of 75 kilowatts. So that gives you some idea of 20 kilowatts of power in relation to the requirement on a space-based system.
And that power is generated by the induction of the cable moving through space, or is it by collecting of ions in space?
Now, in this case, it is the collection of ions.
So it's not electromagnetic induction as such?
No, it is, you can visualize the tether as both a motor and a generator, depending upon how we want to look at it. You have a conducting tether intersecting the Earth's magnetic field, and of course, you have the power, or the motor concept.
We mentioned plasma a moment ago.
Yes.
Perhaps we should explain to our listeners just what's meant by that term.
By plasma, we mean the charged particle. Like an electron is carrying a negative charge. The proton is carrying the positive charge. And in the environment, particularly in the ionosphere, we have the ions, meaning thereby they are charged particles. And the plasma collector, the sphere that I referred to earlier, provides some kind of a mechanism by which these charges can be channelized through this conducting tether to generate the power. Actually, in this case, the motivation is not generation of power as such. On board the shuttle, there will be a small thrusters, and those ions will be actually coming out in the form of a thruster, providing a thrust. And the concept visualizes, on a larger scale, of course, is there a possibility by which we can correct the decay of orbit of the space station using this device?
Well, Vinod, thank you for joining us today on the Space Show. We've had a very interesting conversation, and we appreciate your time.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciated this opportunity to communicate to your listeners, and I really enjoyed my stay in Melbourne. This has been my first visit. And thank you very much.
Thank you.